It's, I would say that I'm you know, I would prefer this type of question to be answered by the advanced energy efficient, by the countries which are quite advanced in energy efficiency, in the sense of providing quite a comprehensive answer to this systemic approach. Why? And I will explain you why. In case of Moldova, what the current government is struggling with, and what we understand, because we are creating this is the energy efficiency system from scratch, since we didn't had that in the past. And as I have mentioned previously, much of the work is not that much with the industrial sector, with the heavy sector, but rather with the residential. So talking from this perspective, because that is the biggest burden that the current government is having on how can we attract and to make more, not only just attract. But I'm just mentioning, I like these words, accessible and affordable for the customers in order to be more engaged in going for the energy efficiency and to help the state to some extent. Let me just, you know, I will just complement my answer with a separate question that was addressed also by the Ukrainian side on decarbonization. I witness from a country like Moldova, since we face these different challenges, you know, including the high inflation in the region, this makes it difficult to decarbonize the economy and to get closer to climate-friendly financial packages, because the risk is so high that that makes it difficult to pursue the decarbonization goal as simple. So basically, the poor countries are the more difficult to achieve this goal because of the higher risk in order to get access to the financial loans. So that would be one of the approaches in case of the energy efficiency that we definitely have to have to pay considerable attention to the financial aspect and to have a solid continuous dialogue with the commercial banks, because to understand what are the need to provide well fit for purpose of the financial instruments. In other words, when we have a customer who would like to reach the biomass, it will be so easy, and that's something which is not accessible yet, at least on our market, to know precisely what is the right package that he or she can access in banking. And I'm afraid that this topic of the accessibility is valid not only for the region, but for the entire continent. Another aspect, from what I understand, that we probably should tackle not only the financial but also the fiscal sector as well, because it definitely plays a role. Just to give an example, from what I know is that in terms of the inconsistencies, what we have, it's 8% applied to as VAT for the gas, whereas for the storage up to date, we have an application of 20% of VAT. So this inconsistency shows that there is room for improvement in water, that we want to get to the green finance. Technologies, it is another aspect which can be considered. What we know is that the technologies take quicker actions than the government in general. And just to give an example here is that what we still know is that we don't have a fully fledged strategy on decarbonization of transport, for example. So it's clear that top bottom, but also bottom up from the private's perspective, in order to be more responsive to the policies, but also that the government should also be more responsive to the private sector equally, and to address the advancement which comes from the private sector. Probably that would be my answer to these questions, but definitely I leave that in the hands of the researchers. They know much better on how can be promoted this systemic approach.